Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Hi, this is James from the Saturday Short Breaks team. Don't forget to listen to the Sunday 4P's Takeover Show from 4 to 6 every Sunday, only on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and online.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect strong winds and sunny intervals, highs of 12, lows of 6. Tuesday we can expect strong winds and light cloud, highs of 12, lows of 3. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 10, lows of 7. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 9, lows of 4. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 10, lows of 5. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, Isle of Wight councillors are being asked to approve significant investment in four major coastal defence projects to better protect thousands of island homes and businesses from coastal erosion and flooding. For multi-million pound schemes at Embankment Road, Bembridge, Yaverland, Shanklin and Ventnor form part of the Isle of Wight Council's proposed budget for the coming year, supported by Cabinet last week and due to go before full council on the 23rd of February. The coastal defence scheme has already been awarded £7 million in central government funding announced this week, with the council also earmarking a significant sum towards the programme. The Environment Agency, in partnership with the council, are working together alongside industry experts to reduce the risk of flooding and coastal erosion to more than 3,700 island homes and businesses, vital infrastructure and more than 300 hectares of protected habitat. The current coastal defences are ageing at these locations and the current work is investigating how these could be replaced. Meanwhile, plans to replace the buildings in Newport that are home to a gymnasium, exercise and dance studios and replace them with housing has been submitted to the planning department. The building is better known as the Fitness Factory. The application for outline permission would see the demolition of the buildings that house a gymnasium, exercise and dance studios and being replaced with 6 two-storey two-bedroom houses and 2 two-bedroom maisonettes on 3 floors with gardens and parking for 8 cars. The applicant explains that the premises are now no longer fit for purpose and require the expenditure of significant sums of money to keep the buildings watertight and to bring them up to modern-day standards. Finally, White Fibre's 10,000th customer, a Mr. Charlton from Ryde, received a brand new Samsung television as a surprise gift after his recent switch to a full fibre broadband connection with the service. The cable network operator surprised Mr. Charlton with a gift to mark the notable milestone in the company's new full fibre rollout. Mr. Charlton said, "I was delighted to learn that I was White Fibre's 10,000th broadband customer and that as a reward they have given me completely free of charge one of the latest Samsung smart televisions. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott-Sutil."
Hi, I'm James with Vectis Radio and here is this week's gig guide. On Monday we have Jazz Jam with the Jim Thorne Trio at Key Arts in Newport at 7:30pm. Mark Shettle and John Thorne at Medina Bookshop in Cowes and Jazz Jam at the Key Arts Centre in Newport at 7:30pm. For events, we have a family activity day at Newport Roman Villa from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Tuesday, we have Father Brown, the Murderer in the Mirror at Shanklin Theatre at 7:30 p.m. Father Brown, the Murderer in the Mirror is also on in Shanklin Theatre on Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. On Thursday, we have The Optimists at String Bar and Venue, Newport at 7:30 p.m. Finally, we have Father Brown, the Murderer in the Mirror at Shanklin Theatre at 7:30 p.m. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Jeff Kinney, who's a children's author, Victoria Justice, who's a TV actress, and Joey Diaz, who's a comedian. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Blake, and today I have got a recipe for easy teriyaki chicken. The ingredients you will need will be 2 tablespoons of toasted sesame oil, 6 skinless and boneless chicken thighs, which are sliced, 2 large garlic cloves, which are crushed, 1 thumb-sized piece of ginger, which is grated, 50 grams of runny honey, 30 milliliters of light soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of rice wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon sesame seeds to serve, 4 spring onions, which are shredded, to serve, sticky rice to serve, and steamed bok choy or springed greens, which are to serve as well. Heat the oil in a non-stick pan over a medium heat, add the chicken and fry for 7 minutes or until golden. Add the garlic and ginger and fry for 2 minutes. Stir in the honey, soy sauce, vinegar, and 100 milliliters of water. Bring to the boil and cook for 2 to 5 minutes over a medium heat until the chicken is sticky and coated in a thick sauce. And scatter over the spring onions and sesame seeds, then serve the chicken with the rice and steamed vegetables. This was Blake, and that was your recipe.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and I'm going to tell you about the play my school is putting on, School of Rock. The main character of School of Rock is Ned Schneebly, a man who's been kicked out of his band and needs money for rent. Seeing a job his friend Dewey applied for as a substitute teacher of posh school Horace Green, he takes his friend's place and is now teaching a class that he has no idea what to do with. In an attempt to upstage his former band, he tries to take the class and turn them into a band of his own to compete at the Battle of the Bands Festival. However, this is not as easy as it looks. Will he be able to create an amazing band, or will his attempts fail? You'll have to watch the play to find out. I'm James, and this is Vectis Radio.
In local news this week, significant investment in improving the fabric of island schools is proposed in the Isle of Wight Council's draft 2022 and 23 budget, supported by Cabinet. The new £4.9 million primary school in the West Wight is due to open next February, while almost £9 million will have been invested in refurbishing and remodelling the Bay School secondary site, Sandown, by October 2022. Primary and secondary schools will see their budgets rise in the coming year from £4,519 to £4,825 per pupil and from £5,863 to £6,245 per pupil respectively. Elsewhere in children's services, the council is proposing an extra £2.3 million in funding. The proposed budget will go before full council on Wednesday the 23rd of February. Meanwhile, a new exhibition exploring the rich history of the island's county town of Newport opens at the Museum of Island History next week. And to celebrate the launch, residents can visit for free on Tuesday the 22nd of February and Thursday the 24th of February between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Located at the historic Guildhall in Newport High Street, the display will showcase the archaeology and social history of the town with photographs, paintings and artifacts. photography exhibition will develop through 2022 and will be accompanied by further free entry days, family workshops and history talks. Karina Westwood from the Isle of Wight Heritage Service said, "We hope to develop the exhibition alongside the people of the island and would like people's memories and stories of the town to add to the display." Finally, Isle of Wight house prices have risen by 11% in the past 12 months, according to information on Rightmove. The majority of island sales during the last year were detached properties, selling for an average price of £417,980. Semi-detached properties were sold for an average of £265,592, with flats fetching £175,889. The most expensive area was Cranmore near Yarmouth, with an average property cost of £722,500, while the most expensive town was St. Lawrence, with an average property setting buyers back £549,175. The cheapest area was Winford at an average property cost of £185,000, while East Cowes properties came in at £222,384. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Jeff Kinney, who was born in 1971, who's 51 years old. Victoria Justice, who was born in 1993, who's 29. And Joey Diaz, who was born in 1963, who's 59. That's it for your famous birthdays. We'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with four obscure holidays for this week. Number one, Cook a Sweet Potato Day on the 22nd of February is an opportunity for us to acknowledge the contributions that this vegetable has provided to humanity. Sweet potatoes are one of the world's most significant crops, therefore it's only natural that this day has evolved over time. Part of the pleasure of this day, like other food-related festivities, is that we can cook a sweet potato in whatever way we choose. The sweet potato is healthy and delicious, whether it is boiled, steamed, fried, or combined with other wonderful recipes. They are also packed with all of the essential nutrients you need to keep healthy, so it's time we stopped thinking of them as a side dish. Number 2, Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day on the 23rd of February is an opportunity to thank your canine companions by rewarding them with their favourite treats. A dog is supposed to be a man's best friend. They will always be there for us and will flood you with love and loyalty. So, on this day, show your affection for your dog by giving them his or her favourite kibble. Alternatively, you can make them at home. They will certainly appreciate it. Nobody seems to know why this day exists, but every dog on the planet knows how to enjoy it in the best way possible. Once their owners offer up unique or homemade nibbles, they'll be wagging their tails with delight. And finally, No Brainer Day on the 27th of February urges individuals to reflect on how most things don't require overthinking and to not stress over decisions. This is a good time to take action on a decision you've been debating for a while. A choice is likely easy to make, but someone unwilling to commit may be letting themselves down. However, celebrating this day is simple. You can do so by attempting to complete anything you've been intending to accomplish, performing simple tasks such as taking out the rubbish, or contacting anyone you haven't spoken to in a long time. It's so simple to pay little thought to things that cause us to overthink, so this day should be celebrated by everyone. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
Me and Blake are going to talk about a video game called Far Cry 5, aren't we, Blake?
Yes, we are.
Far Cry 5 is a semi-open world game that takes place in the fictional Hope County in Montana. The main and antagonist is Joseph Seed, the leader of a big cult.
The cult is also semi-owned by three other people, which are all related to Joseph Seed, which is Jacob Seed, John Seed, and Faith Seed, which are Joseph Seed's siblings.
To defeat Joseph Seed, you need to acquire resistance points in each region by destroying cult property, rescuing prisoners, and liberating towns and outposts. As you do that, the cult leader will send increasingly powerful units after you.
There are three regions on the map, which each are controlled by each sibling of the Seed family, which are the main villains. And when you get a certain amount of resistance points, you get hunted by them, which triggers a cutscene, which then you learn more about that character and their like backstory and all that, which that happens to a maximum of three times with each character, which then when you get to full resistance, you get to do a final boss battle with them where you get to kill them off and liberate the entire region.
Also, by collecting resources from prepper stashes and defeated enemies, you can craft items such as explosives and weapon ammunition.
There are also side stories that you can do as well that let you get NPC companions that can follow you around and all that. Like, there is one that like is in a plane that does air defense and all that. There's a hunter one with a bow, and there's my personal favorite companion, which is a brown bear named Cheeseburger, and it's only eaten cheeseburgers all its life, and its name is Cheeseburger, and it's also got diabetes, and it also wears a little bib.
Far Cry 5 is available on PlayStation, Xbox and PC. It is not available on Nintendo Switch or mobile.
Far Cry is a quite blood and gory game. It's recommended for 18+, but if you trust your kids enough with that, then you can let them play it. I think it's either an 18 or a 16. So that's Far Cry 5 in a nutshell. Hello, this is Blake with the Cinema Guide for this week. All of the following will be shown from Monday to Thursday. Dog, which is a 12A at Cineworld. Death on the Nile, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Marry Me, which is a 12A at Cineworld. Uncharted, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Moonfall, which is a 12A at Cineworld. Sing 2, which is a U at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Belfast, which is a 12A at Cineworld. Spider-Man No Way Home, which is a 12A at Cineworld. Clifford the Big Red Dog, which is a PG at Cineworld. Cyrano, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. The Batman, which is a 12A at Cineworld. And finally, Encanto, which is a PG at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. For more information, including film availability and timing, make sure to check the cinema websites.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is caliginous. It is spelled caliginous. It is a literary adjective which means dark, dim, or misty. It can be used in the sentence, soft, faint rays of sunlight eventually bathed the caliginous streets after emerging from the menacing clouds. It originated from the mid-16th century from the Latin word caliginosus, which means misty, or from the word caligin, which means mistiness. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That was the 4P's Sunday show, Vectis Radio FM 104.6. Now it's goodbye from me, James.
Bye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
And goodbye from me, Blake.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4P's course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4P's Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.